Log Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Appreciate you coming out to fuck with me in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it out.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth clip. Space, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. Like at the party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gon' go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gon' have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level, hoe. Or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never snitch, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be persistent in pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all won't listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, now wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's insane, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Rage.
in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I'll chuck nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit you're clucking. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teeth it, believe this shit, butthead just get played out like Beavis.
Politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones that brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you willing to bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones to rest records longer than average cats rap records. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. See, we the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all are showing some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict to a prisoner's of conscience. Who we be? You see, we done enlisted men and women in the people's army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Chairman Fred and Fran Fanon. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes, and the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from? Where we at? What's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships, and the rest of the flesh the sharks too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines doing 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know that on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'd be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice as blind, and practice without theory as a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
To ease the pain, it's on the God's will. She said she felt the same. It's funny how the sun will up and bow to rain, as if the clouds couldn't stand to see me outside again. Wrote a rhyme that was kind, was a vision to it. Bottom line, it might expand your mind if you listen to it. Too much shine can dull the soul. If you feel how I feel, then I'll rap some more. How can the devil take my brother if he's close to me, when he was everything I wasn't but I hoped to be? I get a little honest and I ask myself, if the time come, will you save me if I ask for help? Send my mind on the journey to the outermost, to document what it had seen and see me the notes. And ask Kurt Cobain why, cause I need to know. He stopped when he had such a long way to go. I saw love in the eyes of a perfect stranger. She overlooked my caring heart in search of a gangster. Will we ever be together? Only time will tell. She called my phone and talked to me as the hours swell. I put my problems in a box beside my tightest rhymes, on the lock and key, buried deep off in my mind. And when it gets too full and I can't close the lid, I spaz on my family and my closest friends. Trade my materials for a peace of mind. I'm so close to heaven, hell, I just need some time. Who cares about life and the highs and lows? Maybe I should write another song about pimps and hoes. Cars and clothes, idol guards, golden calves, Louis scarves. I do this for the love and it's free of charge. I don't need jail to be behind bars. This is purely art. In my grandma's household, this was surely taught. Don't be naive, yeah, these times is hard. In the midst of all the glamour, I hope you find God. I never wish to be the burden bearer, but souls need saving and it's now or never. Shock value's all they wanna see. It's us against them and it's just you and me. Trying to take heed what I say in my songs. Forgive me if I ever, ever did you wrong. Most people stop for signs, but I've driven through it. If it don't touch my soul, then I can't listen to it. The radio don't play the shit I used to love. Or maybe I'm just growing up. I never seen a star on a red rug. If I wanna see stars, I just look above. To the heavens.
been dying so long, so I'll be stronger for you. I know you've been dying so long, 'cause I've been down too. Yes, I understand what you're going through. Yes, I understand, 'cause I'm going through it too.
Now it's horrible static. Is it me?
No, I hear you clearly, sir.
Is it me? You hear me clearly? Okay. All right. Okay, get ready. Yep. All right, y'all. Okay, let's get locked and loaded, y'all. Heads up, eyes open, and fists clench. Right on. Heads up, eyes open, and fists clench. Y'all know this is how we do this. Let's get locked and loaded. Let's make history, take history, and tape history. Right on. Welcome to another episode of Free Them All Radio here, Intellectual Radio, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Robert Allen, a.k.a. The Lady of Rage. Let's make Shotgun. History. Let's take history. Right on. And let's tape history, y'all. Okay, well, we can pull that third one off the end of my taping history. I just got, okay, I they can hit me on stream, y'all. Y'all know we had a lot of issues, though. Okay, we all good. So ain't no excuses, y'all. Y'all tune in. But the Intellectual Radio, Instagram. This is Chairman Fred Hampton. Oh, man. Oh, indeed, man. Okay, my brother, no, yes, indeed. Love and respect. We live and direct. My brother, Reggie Tate, right on. Love and respect, right on. Yes, indeed. Good to see y'all. Okay, man, they can hear us over here at, on the stream, y'all. Ooh. Ain't no wood. Knock on something. Let's do this, y'all. Okay, we got a lot to go into. March 30th, 2022. March 30th, 2022. I can call this sister's name. We had some interviews to do coincide. Y'all forgive me. Don't charge it to the heart. We're trying to get people who are requesting me to come on their podcast. We're trying to see if we can coincide and do it right now on Free My Radio. And I committed to this. This whole Instagram thing is new to me. People saying, Champ, you didn't get back to me. I'm trying to learn. I've been hearing people talk about the DMs and all that. I'm trying to grasp this here. I'm trying to up the ante. So I forgive me. I know he's supposed to connected our programs. I can't recall this program. I cannot find your message. Let's follow up with it. We can't make it for next week. We definitely want to make that happen. That's what it is. I'm self-critical with this technology. We got up to Andy Shaw body in the building. That's what it is. Okay. Let us give out these call-in numbers, y'all. 929-477-3785. You also can hit it 708-223-8953. I'm be hitting this call for you every once in a while. Y'all forgive me. You know, I don't like giving out no commercials for no company like this. I'm going to get back on point. My cup. But just I'm be dipping in that coffee every once in a while, though, man. But again, it's good to be here. Whew. Good to see the people tuning in. So y'all can't take a pause for the calls. Let them know. Pull over. No, matter they can keep riding. Keep riding. Turn your phone. They can listen directly over the phone. 929-477-3785 and press 1. They can hear directly over the phone. They can also go to YouTube. Chairman Fred. Is it Chairman Fred or Chairman Fred Hampton? Chairman Fred Jr. Go to Chairman Fred Jr. and hit the subscribe button. You know what I'm saying? Put it out there. So, man, moving and grooving. I haven't watched this. I want the flyer did not permit us to get everything on the flyer today. Case in St. Louis, 12-year-old. I think the youth was 12 years old. The young girl, 12 years old, they say. And it was Instagram Live in regards her 14-year-old cousin, who she referenced, who it was, they had such a bond, like a brother to her, and to my understanding, she had it done on Facebook Live or something, and shot him, and then actually, you know what I'm saying, and mistakenly, I don't draw no foregone conclusions, mistakenly, they got to put that, because I told me, speak to regards to our people. Automatic, what, you know, when she locked her, some of you already said, lock him up, mistakenly. And then even shot in herself. This is in St. Louis, you know. And I'm thirst for the day in which we can have discussions in regards to, you know, murders in our community, issues, drug issues, with in an objective way, and as opposed to reactionary analysis, you know what I'm saying, some sort of, you know, Jerry Springer responses where people, you know what I'm saying, look at the dynamics, you know what I'm saying. Just an example, there's some litigation going on right now in California where white parents are literally suing social media. They're suing social media. They're suing TikTok and other entities in regards to making a connection to everything from, you know what I'm saying, their sons walking up in the school, shooting the schools up, to their daughters, anorexia, and not, you know, having a reaction, with children should just do it, should be on their own to do this here. Acknowledging what they say in court a lot of times, extenuating circumstances, taking into account conditions. And, you know, the deal is, I mean, the politics of it, you know what I'm saying? And you hear terms like peer pressure, and people dismiss it, realize it. Well, you can't nobody tell you what to do. It's a different dynamic when you have, you know what I'm saying, I mean, the reinforcement of the ruling class. Again, a reinforcement of the ruling class. There's something, you know, you come to school, you see all your friends or you know, peers, you know, dressed a certain way. But then, you know what I'm saying, add to that, you know what I'm saying, to see TV shows, commercials, you know, like, you know, you know, radio shows that come on, how y'all stop the violence? And then, you know, the type of propaganda bombs, not music, the propaganda bombs that are dropped on them. And the impact, you know what I'm saying? You talk about, there was a case some years back when a young child at the Philippines, and it was a big thing all as before social media, you know, was even, not even common, but it was even happening within our communities. But they showed this, he wasn't even walking, and he was smoking cigarettes. And they were like, wow, this is a child phenomenon. You know, he's smoking. And when people went to the Philippines, they went later on, they said, man, y'all holding up, dude. Like, man, you know, this time, like, there's somebody special. That's not no unique thing to us. It's what you mean? He showed so many babies smoking cigarettes. And you didn't, you know, it wasn't a response like, well, these are some bad babies. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know what I'm saying? Or even bad parents. Or even, you know, where they must be, you know, or most, they must be, these babies must be Virgos or Scorpios. They looked at the outside. Wait a minute. Look at the tobacco ads that saturate the community. Go look at the contrast with the ruling class, you know, the community that are not disenfranchised. You don't see them. And a bombardment of the tobacco ads, the images. Wait a minute. Go look at the accessibility to the tobacco. You know, I remember I was about 12 years old in this merchant in the store in the, where I grew up at. I recall him saying to me something like to the fact that they're going to get it. He's going to open up a liquor store. And I was like, yeah. You know, and I was wondering why, you know, why would there be a discussion with me? You know, he said, yeah, you know, it was, he had seen, like, even as a child, my stance, I didn't horse play with them like they would, you know, they would, you know, curse, you know, like go down there, curse the children, you know, other children now in a certain, you know, different language and play games. I didn't horse play with them. And this was like a break, like something he could hold over my head when he said, yeah, I can just, you know, in other places, you have to have a certain zone in area. So I remember the words like zone. I'm like, what? That you can't place, you know, like liquor stores too close to the vicinity in the same area. He said, but your in your community, in your area, your people, we can do it. And it was like, the way he said it, I remember how I felt, you know, when it was like, it was degrading. And the type of, you know, slop that's served to us, you know, I mean, in every aspect, you know, and we have to really, you know, struggle to put this in context. And our thirst for the day, we can have some objective analysis. I know these emotional subjects, you know, so we say, well, man, we want these quick fix, not to, we're not even looking for solutions. We just want to, you know, be able to think that we have, you know, a summation on it, you know. And the deal is, ain't no media soundbite, no too many media soundbites gonna suffice. That's, you know, people say, oh, here comes Chairman Fred. He always wanna, you know, blame the system, and we do. You know, and I just say, people ask me questions. What's your thoughts on this? And a lot of times people say, oh, there are no club notes in club class. There are no club notes in club class. You know, Black Panther Party, they had 6 weeks of political education, you dig, and the mandatory to come into the party. We have that also. A lot of people be critical, like, well, man, you know, you didn't say this the right way, so and so. People are very capable of grasping what needs to be grasped. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the deal is there's a fight not even a fight, but even it's easier not to acknowledge the political dynamics and to blame, also to blame the messenger. The tactic vanguard, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, that's why you know, the party, we use terms like, I remember on a movie set, Judas and Black Messiah, it was Daniel Kaluuya had kind of said, we hear you all the time saying that word, Chairman, heighten the contradictions. And we said, yes, that's important to understand, heighten the contradictions. Because, see, people would love for the vanguard to be just even bringing out summations that many people have been misinformed that, you know what I'm saying, by the ruling class through their religious leaders, their politicians, their parents. So a lot of people try to make it, oh, you attacked what my mama said or my daddy said. And politics is like a scalpel. You're trying to cut this cancer of capitalism. But people see it, you know what I'm saying, well, I'm going to hold on, they will defend it. And it's a difficult job with Vanguard because there ain't no payday. Ain't no big payday for this. You know what I'm saying? And Minister UEP News said the most difficult job is fighting the interests of the people. It's fighting the interests of people who don't know their own interests. I'm going to write that down one more time. Most difficult job of fighting in the interests of a people, the people is, in many cases, the people don't know their own interests. So, in other words, you're fighting not for, you know, but for the people. And they're saying, no, we want to go with this. And all the time, this is the dagger. This is the, you know what I'm saying, the dictators that this system is utilizing to wipe us out. So many cases, so many points we make, you know what I'm saying, in the spirit of being servants of the people, servants of history, people won't really grasp onto later on in life. So that being said, this dynamic of this child in St. Louis shooting her cousin is. There are so many different dynamics. I mean, the whole the trigger of social media. I mean, why would she they even go on Facebook Live? You know what I'm saying? I just watched a piece called Profile. It showed you how, you know what I'm saying, it was a piece about, you know, the people in ISIS and other organizations, and they were saying they were clicking on to how they triggered these young women. Teenage women, and they have profile. They didn't say these young ladies, these young girls, they was from the suburbs and they were white children, and it was you still empathize with them. It wasn't the well, he should know better. His mama should have taught him better. You can't sell to other communities, you know what I'm saying, this without, you know, even how they flatter, see, before you get attacked, in many cases, they flatter you. They'll say something like, it's, you know, it's all in the home. And you, even parents start to feel themselves like, yeah. The reality is don't flatter yourself. I mean, man, let the record reflect. I mean, great parents, because you can lay down this and that in the house. So I remember this contradiction with this individual. It's criminal. It's criminal. And she would, in her household, she would, yeah, yes indeed, cuz, right on, yes indeed. So you're right, yes indeed. Well, this is, I love this, man. You know, this type of discussion, man, with family tapping in, I'm having flashbacks, you know what I'm saying? Man, my great aunts, my auntie, my grandmama, man, grandfather, everybody. And we was inside this case, this sister's house. In her home, she had the candles lit. Information about, you know, it was information about Africa culture, but in a detached way. Now, you know, it's stuff about in my household growing about Africa, but it was in a more realistic way. Because if one of Chairman Fred's speeches, you say, y'all know they in Africa wearing 357 and bandoliers also. So it wasn't this romanticism. A lot of people talking about the Black Panther Party romanticized sort of way. And so back to this case, this criminal. So she left her house, now she left there to go teach at a school. I accompanied her to the school. This will be one of the worst schools in Oakland, California. Now, when we got to the school, you've seen the setup. I watched the setup. You've seen the Mexicano guard in the room. You've seen how the trailer was set up. And you see the disdain, the disconnect she had with the children, the people that, and they felt it, that she couldn't even relate to their conditions, you know what I'm saying? She was saying these abstract terms, you know, and then as soon as I cut in, got to relate to these youngsters, I said, whoa, let's be very clear with this here. Similar to when I was in Africa, I said, well, I was talking to our people in Africa. I said, oh, there ain't no tourists. I'm your long lost brother. I've been gone for 500 years. I'm your brother. I'm your, okay. And connected right to our people. And they called it these children. They caught it. They related to it, you know. And now the lessons in that, the politics in that, is to say, wait a minute. Now, if these children can people, this so-called teacher heard this dang and disconnect from them, how come the ruling class, quote-unquote, didn't? But the reality is the ruling class did. They do. Who they put as teachers, who they put as in leadership in these organizations, it's not no surprise. They have a psychological profile. And then it started to be passed down on and on. And every dynamic. When I was in prison, one of the teachers, he would let all the oldest and make copies and photocopies of their paper. As soon as I submitted something, they shut the school down, said no more copies. People said, oh, man, what's wrong? I said, man, I done enough to show y'all. It came out. This dude worked for the CIA. I said, this is a prison. You know, it's a state job. Draw the connections. They had one teacher to teach a class of psychology inside the prison, inside the camps. And cats would literally go over there and get on the couch and just tell all, just open up like they told the doctor, some sort of Dr. Phil, tell all everything. They come to find out this guy was, he was connected directly to James Gloves Davis. He was a police, the Negro police that came on staff as the Chairman Fred, and took him to Mark Clark. Everything is political. Even if the individual themselves does not know their connection. This goes into entertainment. This goes into electoral politics. This goes into football, baseball, every dynamic. And people relate. Sit back and say, "Well, wait a minute. What triggered you? What colors triggered you? What do you relate to?" And it may be certain dynamics of your individual operates in for that respective ecosystem to work. Y'all work on Freedom On Radio, y'all, making history, taking history, taping history, 929-477-3785. Some of the young, the children, let me say that word again, the children in St. Louis, we're talking about the children in our community, impacts of social media, the politics of it. Why is it that white parents in California are living on litigation? And when people hear that, their first response, they're getting paid. At what cost? What is the impact? They just had some guy from Brooklyn, Vlad, had the case, the image of the young guy, he's fighting the case, He's locked up in Brooklyn in jail. They got him in the jail. Vlad got the video footage of him playing Grand Theft Auto in the jail. For those parents who may not be, you know, connected what I'm talking about, go back and do an objective, all them video games. Some cats so disconnected. This ain't Atari. This ain't Pac-Man. This ain't Mr. Pac-Man. You know what I'm saying? This ain't all pinball machines. Grand Theft Auto, the dynamics of it, the details of it. You know what I'm saying? Man, and also put in context the timing. The little, when you quarantines, all that, the impact. They get, you know what I'm saying? So they got the guy in jail playing Grand Theft Auto. Go check it out, Grand Theft Auto. Just check it out. Ride through some of these traps, dope houses. When you got the youngsters with these Google glasses on, and the scenes of having sexual relationships is so explicit, so detailed. You got cats who ain't got no thought about even connecting with a woman ever.
Wow.
This, and you thought, oh, this is, they do studies in Egypt. In Egypt, they have what they refer to as when uprisings happen, they attribute it to, wait a minute. They use terms like social engineering. The politics, people can relate to it and grasp it at certain times. You talk about astrology. There's certain some certain scientific analysis to that. When you're born, where they don't say how much water level, where the moon is at. That's true. But there's a fight in the black community to not acknowledge the politics, because we're told directly in there, don't you touch that. An adult woman told us she's scared to watch Judas and the Black Messiah. Now, she can watch other movies. She can watch BMF. And this is no slight on it, because we welcome that. But she can watch other movies. She said, oh, yeah, it's too much violence. Movies with other shooting scenes in it. Let's be honest. It's scary. It's scary to acknowledge that the most powerful entity in the world, the big kahuna of capitalism, the shot caller over the world, U.S. imperialism. We're out there mouths, so we going to shut these niggas down. 14 to 24 years, and we coming to gun them. And then you run out of all options. Say, well, yeah, because blah blah blah. You know, yeah, because they didn't, you know, they was doing this. They was made on their rent. You know what I'm saying? Or they didn't open the door in time, and to pull the covers off and roll. And man, more blatant than the Trump speech, more blatant than the Nixon edict, to say this is what it is. And it's more easy to say, well, you know, it was a situation with some guys, the men had an issue with the women, that's probably why they got knocked up, or, you know, some of them, you know, they was on the west side, or, you know what I'm saying, that area there. I heard a couple of them have Pontiac cars. Heighten the contradictions. You can never say no. Say no gang war. What's going down here? And then there comes the times where, you know what I'm saying, we say we last call for alcohol when the system, they push it to the point, man, this is what it is. There's a big discussion also going on in regards to reparations. I want people to call in to their thoughts on that, you know what I'm saying, a discussion that many communities have had. The victims of Nazi Germany, Dachau, Auschwitz, and not just an economic, people here that say, oh, money. To devalue the situation just out of economic. Don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted. Cats gotta eat and cats need heat. That's reality.
Mm-hmm.
However, the political damage of acknowledging that there's damage done to you. Again, why this is a hard question in regards to black people by touching on the question of reparations? Because it puts in context now. You gotta change all the stuff that the people in Texas and the history books were. This family made it because they worked hard, they invested their money, and you know, this had the phone company got this part. Hold on, repair who? Go to the roots of this, the basis of this system, stole from the native man, built by the black man at the moment, you know what I'm saying, and put things in context. Then it opens the door for all type of class contradiction. You got some people say, well, I don't think such, you know what I'm saying, they shouldn't get it. The whole thing was self-determination. So the decision post came out in California now. Well, they're saying those descendants of those of chattel slavery supposed to get the resources. Keep your see, it's an old saying the Native people had. It's a white man speak with forked tongue. This is an axiom that came as a result of broken treaties. The 1800s and treaty back after back, you know, back to back. You dig? And to put this in context, you know, when you use certain terms, but we want to have this discussion in regards to reparations and, you know, in regards to, you know, impact of resources, in regards to why is this such a difficult question to address in the black community? Why are there so many loopholes? Why are there so many, you know, why is this one bureaucratic red tape? And over discussion, we talking like even with Nazi Germany, they had the Nuremberg hearings. Go look at the Nuremberg hearings. These are trials in which SS soldiers were brought up and said, well, you know, what role did you play? And many SS soldiers took the defense, hey, I'll follow orders. You did? And to put it in political context, like in Nazi Germany, it's acknowledged that the SS and the SA and, you know, the entities under then Führer of Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler, they had implemented the ghettos. They created the ghettos. It's acknowledged. Now this criminal got split when it comes to us. Something that we create the ghettos. You see what I'm saying? Let's put this in correct context. And many people have a reactionary assessment. So we're talking reparations. Some of the 12-year-old, the children of St. Louis. The anti-lynching bill passed today. Until the post, the face of it, signed of U.S. President Biden, sponsored by U.S. Congressman Bobby Rush. I can't remember the other senator's name right 1 second. What's your thoughts on that? Even the history of like lynching, like, you know, the history of it and how, you know, and be careful, like even certain laws, how, you know, like that. Like, it's a piece that I watched about affirmative action. How you say initially talking about the black people, but then it seemed discussion open to terms like minorities, so on and so forth. And in regards to laws, let me say this too. Let me quote Minister U. E. P. Newton. If this system was to honor the laws they have on the books now, you know what I'm saying? The laws now. So it's like even the stand your ground law. We, you know, so we see how Machiavellian this system operates. You know what I'm saying? When the sister So
I think it begins with a T.
You call it name cool? Okay.
I think it begins with a T. I can't remember it.
Okay. So Coles and Carlos, y'all can tap in too. When she heard the person to stand your ground, you know, and we can say, well, maybe she didn't have a good lawyer, you know, to make she's a Virgo or whatever the case may be. Maybe, you know, she couldn't use it as defense. Now, George Zimmerman, on the other hand, different, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And this, we got to come to everything is political, and how to, even how the law is implemented. So we're going to talk about that, like, you know, and the history of lynching. And how many times has this been attempted to be passed? You know what I'm saying? Why is this issue about even just acknowledging the history of this? And I mean, and not just to be negated to some poor white people just going sneaking, lynching us, the Ku Klux Klan, the different entities and businesses. Hallmark, you can go back, old Hallmark, yeah, Hallmark. Hallmark had cards where it was, the pictures of it was referred to the picnic. Notice, go look at our flyers. You can't find the word picnic. And I remember new forces would come on, and, oh man, they don't make a big difference. And I was just coming to be, I said, ooh, I get, they said, Chairman, don't you be happy when a lot of new people start getting? I said, shit, it's bad, it's pros and cons, man. So what you mean, Chairman? I said, oh my God. It's nothing like that new energy that comes in with that. Don't they have that class arrogance add to it? Like, this is the first time something has happened. You know, see, listen, the police just start killing us that day, that case. You dig? And you won't, and it's a constant battle, man. And it can be draining on veterans. Believe me. It's like you've been on the football field. You come, you have scars and cleat marks on you and everything. And somebody from the little league, what they call the little football team, they had the little junior leagues. They have Pee Wee leagues and something. That's another term they use too for the, I don't know if these were football, but something. Let's go with that for lack of, let's go with that. The Pee Wee league. And you have. We'll go with that. The Pop Warners. Pop Warners. Pop Warners. Yeah. and some guy, as you out there, you come up, you bleeding, and some guy pop one corner. See, a touchdown, sometimes I'm telling you the referees be cheating. You like, it's mind blowing. So it can be a drain. You dig? But we gotta keep on moving the groove and keep on moving, y'all. Real talk. We live and direct on Free MR Radio. Spirit of making history, taking history, taping history. So we touching on we traveling, we moving around, we touching on different dynamics, some of the political impacts, social media. So let's go social engineering.
Mm-hmm.
You know this. When they ask you, it is an adult. You know what I'm saying? I get offended when I'm like, even I tell people I'm so tired. You know, I type in "cub" and automatic computers take over. Cub and community condolences. You know, I like, hold on, man. I don't appreciate no computer. I don't like gonna pick some people. How can people tell what I'm about to say? You know what I'm saying? Even the so-called education. Would you like blah blah blah? Would you like to give us this? And you know, say, and you press no. So well, you can't go no further. It's like the police ask you. You might research your car. You know what I'm saying? You really offended that you got the gun. It's 4 a.m. We out here. You know. We gonna play this game. You know. So this whole the dynamics of it, man. The politics of it.
Alexander was the name of
that. Was it Marissa or Melissa?
Marissa.
Marissa Alexander, yeah, mm-hmm. who was released, but go back and look at the contradictions. I'm sure some of us said, well, you know, her lawyer didn't do this. Or, just get to the chase was really, you know, how this operates.
And she didn't even about different dynamics. Didn't even kill nobody.
Exactly. Shot in the ceiling. Exactly.
Got a warning shot. Yeah.
A warning shot. And this is where you see other schools of thought fall short. Well, this system cares about the women. We got to get the black women. We got the women. I mean, as opposed to looking at when the Portuguese and Spaniards and they put up on the coast of Africa and they kidnapping us, the attack on our people as a whole.
Man.
We're talking about the cases, 12-year-old youth. In St. Louis, so the impact of social engineering. We're talking about the reparations. That's ongoing. And Clubhouse is having some really. Brother Jay, they weren't able to come in today. They have some. I tap this is real powerful. I just want to come in these for us. There's some real powerful discussions from different schools of thoughts. I mean, it's beautiful. And I really had to tighten up about me getting on this Clubhouse again. There's some real good discussions in regards to this whole thing. You know, I mean, the reparations and other issues. So. I'm sure we have our people who work at the Clubhouse for us on next week. We're talking about the reparations, was this an anti-lynching bill passed yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of y'all on the tour. Excuse me, close.
No, I was just agreeing with you.
I know a lot of people tuning in now, and like, okay, let's get to the mother discussion. A lot of people tuning in. Let's talk about this moment at the Oscars. I know a lot of people are tuning in. What's the thought? What's the summation? What's your thoughts and put on the Oscars? The moment that stood out on the Oscars. Yeah, wasn't it something that moment in the Oscars that the moment that stood out to me? I know it's still in my mind, the Oscars. I know you.
Man.
So y'all,
I said long live.
Real talk. Y'all call in and let me know your thoughts on that hell of a moment at the Oscars. Daniel Kaluuya and her on that stage last year, go back and look at the background. See, this is important. A lot of times people have reactionary assessment. See, I'm cut from the cloth. Well, see, Minister Uri Pinuni would talk about the impact of the white man, the great grandfather, you know what I'm saying, his attack on his grandmother, you know what I'm saying? And see, as Malcolm X talk about the movie, the name Red, you know what I'm saying? The rape and the impact, you know what I'm saying, the situation in his family, the contradictions as a child. Many people. And it's also it's like a class arrogance. They have a position. That's what, like, a lot of people go to these schools and they get these new tattoos and this. Well, I'm gonna start right here from fresh, and like nothing else is impacted. Now the ruling class, many people can afford that luxury. Say, okay, you can get a place. I'm gonna put you in a bubble. You have to come into contact with nothing. No, you know what I'm saying? But that goes so far. You see a lot of these children that go up to school and go, whoa, the outside world, dialectical materialism, the philosophical tool that we relate to. In addition, this acknowledges that things are being born and growing as well as dying and disintegrating. You are impacted by others' actions and vice versa. So, man, the same Daniel Kaluuya, the same one. There are many people, oh man, he shouldn't play this role. You know, from yourself, from the state. See, we're on with a politics that transcends generational, gender, and geographical lines. Yeah. Did background research on this brother. You did? Study the dynamics. So, you know, and see, even, now mind you, this is 2-3 years after the release of Judas and the Black Messiah. That, man, it's people that was in the Black Panther Party. Scared to publicly acknowledge the Black Panther Party. On the stage last year, acknowledging the impact that Channing Bobby Cinnamon's Reed P. Newton had on his life. See, the legacy of the Black Panther Party, man, throughout the world, it is still something, self-determination. That's why the government still shoot up Chairman Fred's tombstone. You dig? And even to this day, the cast of the movie, how does it relate to some of the impact still?
Mm-hmm.
Some guy said, man, you go to Hollywood? I said, dude, it's here. You should be concerned with, I said, I know a lot of people can't relate to it. Like I said, when the Panther Party, they work with white people. Everybody can't do this. The Chairman Fred was clear who he was. He was out with a politic to be able to go deal with the Vice Lord Stones, disciples. The young patriot, young lord, and still be recognized as the Vanguard Party. Where have we been, Inglewood, Maywood, Hollywood, armed with a politic, winning the people certain points of unity. It was a joke they made about me when I was locked and I was held captive. They said, man, Chairman Fred go to the disciples meetings, Stones meetings, Vice Lord meetings, Hebrew service, Muslim service, and still come out Chairman Fred. We don't recommend everybody eat Chinese food. We do not recommend everybody eat Chinese food. They not clear. They have no. If you of who you are. Flip Wilson, comedian Flip Wilson, has said after he made his first $1 million, he knew he was not a nigga no more. However, he also said he didn't know what he was. Give me some niggas as opposed to some confused one day African American / colored Negro and what they are. To acknowledge it. And also in a humble way to be, don't flatter yourself. You are impacted. See, this system runs a lick on us. We're going to talk about this. I know somebody will talk about some other stuff that lost us too. I need somebody to call into question because I read better that way. You know what I'm saying? Don't flatter yourself. We are products of past situations, present situations, other people, who you come into contact with. Minister E.P. News said, I would not be the same man when I wake up with the bed as. Ever developing. As an adult, me going to Africa is certain things, I'm impacted a certain way. I see my tolerance level for certain food, for certain people. I say, man, it's certain, I mean, whoa. It's the impact of you. When you come into contact with, to see certain things that, you know, see certain movies, to acknowledge certain relationships. Even people say, like, man, some guys, they've been damaged. You can tell he had a bad relationship. But you can tell this person, this happened to their child. And let's acknowledge. And believe me, the Black Panther Party, because we do not ascribe to saying, okay, come out in public and say, okay, my name is John. I'm such and such. No. We're not, this ain't about, you know, attacking the vision, but as Shakespeare said, to thyself be true. What this system does is they take and they have a profile, they take and they put it in positions. that they know. They can control, they can check it, the tender spots, so on and so forth. You got any callers in queue? Make sure y'all subscribe to Channel Fred Jr. on YouTube. Callers, I need y'all to call on in and give me y'all input, y'all thoughts. 929-477-3785. Then press 1. 929-477-3785, and then press 1.
Chairman, I wanted to recommend to the listeners to check out this. This is a short film on YouTube. It's called Mauled. And I know a couple weeks ago we talked about Talmika, the lady in Oakland, the lady in I think it was, might have been Oakland, who had her scalp ripped off, Talmika Bates, who had her scalp ripped off by a police dog. This short film called Mauled, When Police Dogs Attacks, it shows how it kind of goes through the history of dogs being used to track slaves and the beginnings of how the dogs were trained to go after black and brown people and attack and things like that. So it's short. It's about 10, 15 minutes long, but it talks about it shows her story. Well, not her story, but you can hear when she's being attacked, and it's so brutal. I mean, it's so, and the disregard that the cops have, like, be still and stop moving, and you got fangs and teeth, canines sunk into your body, and you're told to not move, and no type of empathy or no type of control. They can't even get the dogs off. On one image, it showed the dog biting another person that didn't even have nothing to do with what was going on, and it just showed the outcome of what happens when these dogs attack, and it just goes through a little history of there was a Cuban bloodhound back, I think it was in the 1700s, that was trained, that the government allowed people to get these exports from Cuba in order to hunt runaway slaves and things like that, and then it transitioned to the bloodhound, and then it showed the canine unit being introduced and how they would train, they would get the dog to specifically not like black people, and they would have a black person, black man in particular, tease and agitate the dog, and then until the dog, you know, just was in a frenzy, and then they would let the man run, the black man, and then the dog would chase him through the woods, and it's called treeing him, where the person running has no option, the slave running has no option but to climb a tree in order not to get bit, and that's when they know that the dog is ready, when they can sniff him out and then run him up a tree, they had businesses like poor white people who didn't own slaves, but they bred the slave dogs to catch the slaves. So I just wanted to throw that out there. It's on YouTube, and it's called Mauled, When Police Dogs Attack.
Mauled, M-A-U-L-E-D?
Yep.
Mauled.
And
on YouTube. Go ahead.
It also talks about a man who was chased down, and he died. He was bitten in his groin area and bled to death from his wounds. And his name was Joseph Petaway, and that was in Alabama. He was 57 years old, and he died from his attack. But just when you see it, and you see just how it's like, well, you shouldn't have ran, or you shouldn't have got, you know, you shouldn't have hid, or you shouldn't have done anything. But just when these teeth are in you and you are being told to stand, one scene, it was the man, he had a gun because the guy was getting up because he didn't want to get bit. And the cop put the gun up to his head, and he laid down, and the dog is mauling his leg, like, and he's trying to stay still. One man was handcuffed and being eaten by the dog, like being just tore up by him. So it's, you know, it's kind of graphic, but that's the reality of it. Like you say, brutal terms, a brutal reality, and all of that is straight up raw.
Well, no, I just Also, Norm Rich in Canada. Someone post up a call-in number if you can on StreamYard, Facebook, and Instagram. That's area code 773. Oh, no, excuse me. Scratch that. Oh, area code 929-477-3785. Then press 1 to enter to get in. A co-host just mentioned a movie on YouTube, Mauled, M-A-U-L-E-D. This is part from a previous radio program, political education we had, a big case in California. This presently happening because, sister, what's her name again?
Talmeka
Banks. The dog pulled a little toy at her hip. Talmeka Banks. Banks.
Yeah.
These are not aberrations. If you look at, the history, like with the bloodhounds, that's new to me in regards to the Cuban Cuban bloodhounds. That's a different breed. I want to meet that breed, but the bloodhounds. In particular, what was utilized when we're tracking us down. See, these are like even the initial purpose of the police was to capture those runaway of slaves running from plantation. And if you start recognizing that, put this in context, how important we are. I mean, the different dynamics of even the master lock. The master lock was sold and designed of the lock that the slaves can't break. It's the master lock. The struggle, you put this in context, I'm trying to remember this case, and it was in Compton. I'm trying to remember this case we had. Oh, his brother was shot so many times. It almost told, oh, man. His sister, his sister's cousin, she fought. She still, man, she put so much work on the guys in the case. Get the footage where they shot him in helicopter right there. And the dog, when he got his, the dog went up on him. And they were shooting so much, they shot the dog. The police shot the dog. And the ambulance, helicopter lifted the dog, left the brother there.
Deontay,
I remember the case. I remember the sister. She's coming out. We're having a show. She coming. I remember describing her voice. I said I called her voice like a face, Scarface face of ghetto boys. It was like a strong pain. It was like a strong pain.
Mm.
Strength. You hear about these stories, say even today, to be honest with you, just hearing about, these dogs, going to your growing area, just hearing about it, the flinch, and imagine seeing these different dynamics. I just seen a sister posted up on our page a video clip, and I seen the clip, and it was the beginning of this movie. It might have been 12 Years a Slave, but I forget. And David Banner's playing to keep the initial. As soon as the movie opens up, and it showed you him on the plantation and the slave master dog walking literally up in front of his children, shooting the brother out there. And I'm real careful my words as opposed to the slave. Some of us were enslaved. African people were kidnapped. There's a difference. You said, what's the big difference? The difference between, nouns and verbs and adjectives, you dig? Some of us were held, were enslaved. And then now those who are slaves, you dig? That's their whole entity. They define that. But they had shot this brother, killed him, and his child was right there, the young child. Now, I can't remember this actor's name, but his face, he's a famous actor still to this day. But David Banner played the role where the brother was shot. And then the white lady, she's right there with the son. She said, y'all go bury him, bury the boy. And she told the boy, I'm going to take you in the house and let you become a good house nigga. And the deal is we have to start acknowledging that. Like, just even hearing about the dogs going that you're growing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, brothers, if we be honest, when we heard, just hearing that, that alone can be a deterrent for a lot of people. Whoa, man, whoa, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
The impact, consciousness, did that child remember that? We're going to talk about different actions that people would take on. Call in 929-477-3785. We're going to talk about the Oscars, y'all. Don't y'all forget, man. Hashtag Oscars 2022. Daniel Kaluuya, her. Hashtag long live Chairman for NFL. Why don't you, why many of y'all didn't know about that?
We
lost the camera.
We have callers in queue. Grandma, we have Sister Cece on the line. Grandma.
Grandma.
Hi.
Grandma, welcome to Grandma.
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 Yes, sir. Chairman Fred, I just want to say it's an honor to be on here with you. I just wanted to touch on the Oscars and if we could touch on the 12-year-old in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to start with the St. Louis situation, I'm just still in disgust about the whole situation because, you know, the government is dropping these weapons in our neighborhood. You know, the kids shouldn't even have access to that type of weapon anyways. And if you go on to the Instagram page of the young man, the boy, he had all type of weapons that's military-grade weapons. Nowhere else that he could have got those weapons than something that the government dropped off somewhere in a neighborhood, you know. And, I mean, it's crazy that they're putting these type of weapons into our neighborhoods and in the hands of our kids who don't know what to do with them. You know, and then from a full spectrum, just looking at it from the bigger picture, they're trying to tell us that they want to put all of these rules on us actually carrying guns and having weapons to protect ourselves, but dropping them off in the neighborhood for our kids to kill themselves.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, I just wanted to know, talk about how you felt about that.
You pointed out a blatant contradiction. Those who don't know if anyone heard, I call it something just pointed out, like, you know, on one hand, all these intense laws about disarming us in our community. You know, so you can't be armed, so on and so forth. I mean, everything down from the if you're a felon, so on and so forth. Then on the other hand, but very at the same hand, the accessibility. Other type of weapons that are literally placed into our babies, into children. You know what I'm saying? And the deal is the dynamic that you look at other communities. Like, in fact, that there's a movie, the white boy, white kid in Detroit, White Boy Rick.
Mm-hmm.
White Boy Rick is White Boy Rick. This is a guy who, matter of fact, if those who are watching BMF. There's a small mention of him. White Boy Rick was recently released out of prison. Now, in the movie, believe me, I know all these movies are not fiction. There's a lot of fiction in them. However, it talks about from whence he came, how his father was a gun runner. His father was able to come back in Detroit, to come get the guns, but accept them. The father wasn't going on long trips. How was his father able to get the weapons he had? You know what I'm saying? And then bring them back to the black community and sell them. And, you know, accessibility. And that impacts what you see is legal and illegal, your accessibility to it, how you feel, how you view it, how you deal with it. How white children even view the gun. It's like, you know, man, second nature passed down is common. You know what I'm saying? It's connected to your survival, whether by eating, hunting, or defending yourself. How what context is put in, as opposed to the black community, the whole dynamic of, you know, this is something, you know, if you do touch it, move in secret, see, you know what I'm saying? Even if you're legal, how you view with it. We've seen the case of Philando Castile, who had his gun permit, gun card. In fact, his sister said, she said, we both got a gun license, and she said, sister said, I was like, man, I'm still no, I'm really right, I'm contraband, being black. So that's, I'm not right on. So, I mean, excellent points laid out. Does the contradiction thing? Even in fact, there was some internal struggle within the Black Panther Party regarding the gun. Minister Epinu said that we must even politicize the gun. What makes our gun different from the pig's gun? You know what I'm saying? That the whole that like one of the initial cases with the news that the first news that was going to be the Black Panther Party intercommunal newspaper, initially was a newsletter, was birthed out of response to Richmond, California. Denzel Dow. I know I'll be mad at myself. Was shot by the police in Richmond. And even the movie Panther, it kind of depicted the situation where the party came out there and talked to the people and they politicized them. And they came back, the people were armed. And, you know what I'm saying, see, the politics of the gun, it's not just the gun. You know what I'm saying? And you can literally, Denzel Dow, yes, indeed, right on. Yep, right. I'm gonna beat myself up all night for this one. the politics of the gun. It's the party had a way. You know, like even though like the movie Judas and Black Messiah, we even struggled certain scenes. Like even how you move. Like so, no, the sister can't. And this is the sister Dominique Thorne who portrayed. I can't believe it. I'm slipping. No. That's Dominique Thorne. Sitting in the scene, the headquarters, with a shotgun at the headquarters. She's on point.
Yeah.
Dominique Thorne, but the character that she played, which was a fictional character. However, it encompassed a lot of attributes of the Black Panther Party. And we were struggling, like, initially. It couldn't be with the people walking from the headquarters. And she's, you know what I'm saying? And she's up, you know what I'm saying? The party was, they are service of the people. So taking into account the people out there. And also, the initial name for the Black Panther Party was the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Not Hardin. Judy Harmon. And how the gun is carried. One time we saw on the movie set about something, and then lo and behold, I looked on the set, it was a Panther Party newspaper. You had the rules of discipline. How we built how you built the gun. And you can literally trace every law that the state has came to regards to the gun. It has been in response to some dynamic going on with the Black community. The Emancipation Proclamation. You can go back and tie even the implementing certain gun laws. It came down, you know what I'm saying? The right to bear arms, you know what I'm saying? Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was being challenged, you know what I'm saying? You can go back, you can fast forward a bit to what is known as the Panther Bill under Senator Mumford in California. Mm-hmm. In response to the Black community being armed, and we also calls for the Executive Mandate Number 1 by Minister UEP Newton that called upon the Black community to be armed, you know what I'm saying, and putting the gun in its political context. So how, like in Chicago, Chicago has some of the toughest, if not the toughest gun laws within the country. People are like, whoa, that doesn't seem right. That doesn't seem right. It doesn't add up. Mm-hmm. All the murders mm-hmm. and stuff. The gun laws, the dynamics is set up. It's, you know what I'm saying, who gets the guns, how they get them. You know what I'm saying? And not only it's not just the dynamic of being trained to use it, the politics of it. You know what I'm saying? See, it's one thing that people have guns. Your mindset, you're to the point of saying, okay, this is just for rabbits. This is just for, you know what I'm saying, to eat. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? It's a different dynamic. You say, okay, you get this AK-47, you get this here, you get this type of military weapon, and it automatically, you know what I'm saying, your mindset, your politics is, well, I'm gonna blast some niggas. When you have, the heightened to the point that you relate to the sentiments of Chairman Fred, say, I got my gun, you got your gun, motherfucking, you intend to cross the line, you intend to harm me, or to attempt to take my gun from me, mm-hmm. shit, you'll blow your motherfucking brains out. That's a different mm-hmm. dynamic. I'm not saying that you killing. We're the white man. Blah. No, you said we drawing the line somewhere, motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? They defend myself, my life, and then add to that, not just your life as an individual. You talking about the community, the people? Oh my God, this is good. This arm, these motherfuckers.
mm-hmm.
This is a problem. This is a problem. So right on, sister, right on. So I'll be, yeah, I ain't no cold. So if you want to tap in also, it's on you.
I just wanted to say, you know, when you talk about the guns and you know, you will often tell me about how they would be in the rail, in the trains, open cars where it would stop, where people can just run in and get these automatic, loaded automatic weapons, like military style. And the crime, the shootings that were taking place, it made me think back to, and I think I've said this before, I think it was the King of New York, how these cops, they portrayed themselves as somebody else. They had on the ski mask and everything, and they went up shooting up whoever they were after, the rival, the drug dealer, whoever, Christopher Walken's character and Larry Fishburne. But, you know, the shootings that take place in Chicago where, you know, it said that these people not doing this, like, the cops could be getting down, like, committing these crimes and doing all this killing for an agenda, for something to take place as a result of all of this. So I just wanted to add that in there as well.
Right on. So, are you still there with us, sister?
Yes, I'm still here. Call us here.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And I just wanted to also add to what you're saying about, I know we were like just using examples. In the series Snowfall, John Singleton was also trying to bring that to our attention as well, how he, you know, you could tell the dynamic of the show changed once he died, because it's like he was trying to let us know how they're just, you know, it's a whole propaganda there. Him having the dad in the show and the dad being a Black Panther. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the dad trying to just show his son how the government was just only using him, you know, for the whole drugs, to bring the drugs into the neighborhood, to put our people on the drugs, bring them the weapons, you know, and having them kill each other. And, you know, just so much they were trying to show us in that show. And once it turned to a space where they started realizing, when the mom talked to his friends and were trying to get them more influence on the Black Panther Party and how we need to start, you know, trying to train our people, and instead of putting the drugs in our neighborhoods, we need to help our people, protect our people, get our people and equip our people, basically educate mm-hmm. them on what's going on and educate them on how this is destroying us, and for us to all organize, you know, plot, plan and strategize on what it is that we need to do in order to beat this system that we're in. You know, I just felt it was just crazy how changed once John Singleton died, now that it's only the white producers that are left of the show. You know, we're not getting the truth of what it really, this whole drug epidemic was actually about. So it's just crazy, the contradictory of everything, how it's okay for you know, like you said, the white man to have a gun, and they show it to us in a different way, versus when we have the weapon in our hand, we're dangerous. We're armed and dangerous. But when they have it, it's okay for them to have the weapons. And how can they have so many weapons without them even being demonized? But then when we have it, we're immediately, I think that the news should have been focused on how the kids got those weapons versus trying to lock the parents up. How did they get those weapons into their hands? How did they get those type of weapons? Those are the things that they try to stop us from actually looking at. That's the bigger picture of everything, because they have everybody so programmed, you know, through all of the stuff that they have us desensitized to so many things. People don't actually look at, why do they have those weapons? How did those kids have those weapons? How are those kids able to get an Airbnb? How are they able to do these type of things that they were able to do? And it's because they don't care about our kids. They don't care about our kids and in the things that they come in contact with, the things they're dropping in our neighborhood. You know, like we said, it's your product of your environment. You keep having all types of access in our neighborhoods for our kids to have access to drugs, tobacco, alcohol, all of these things. Of course, these type of things are going to happen, and nobody cares. the bigger picture is how did they get those weapons, not what the parents did. Okay, the parents could have done better, but guess what? The government is doing this to our kids. They're the issue. The government, the police that are pretending to be, somebody that's in the neighborhood, and really you're a police officer or undercover CIA agent doing what you guys have been doing to us for hundreds and hundreds of years. So, you know, it's a lot when it comes to that. But I also wanted to touch on the Oscars as well. I did see the full Oscars. This is actually my first year watching it, so it was nice to see her and Daniel shout out the Black Panther Party and Chairman Fred. You know, long live him, your dad. But I just think what they're surrounding, the topics.
Let me interject with you one second. There's good dialogue going on Instagram also. I'm seeing some of the conversation with you all right on. Feel free to call. I'm trying to touch on some of y'all questions too. Good dialogue. We encourage it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to shout out some of your questions and comments in a minute. I see y'all. Good dialogue. Also, for those who may not be, I don't draw a full conclusion. Our sister the caller mentioned, like, her and Daniel. I first got hit to her. Some people like that. Who's on first? Who's on second? That's actually the artist's name. I mean, she goes by name. She goes by her, ATR. So I just want to add that because I'm like, you know, Louie and her, you know, so like, so yeah, right. So I just want to put that out there too. I see some people on a couple of questions popping in. I want to add one more thing. It's also due to the good dialogue we're having. Also, I want to just say this too. If we also can struggle, every dynamic, whether it be whether it be relationships, drugs, economy, how other, it should be on the point of the contradiction, how other communities have, and it's not, this is no attack on our community, how it's interconnected to their survival. When they talk about generational wealth, when they talk about property, it's connected to the enhancement of their community. And that's that dynamic of even how the gun, the gun is viewed, everything, especially when you're under attack, especially when you, it's like you have a different, when there's a war being waged upon you, it's different how you view allies and differences. And one of the first initial moves that Saddam Hussein in Iraq, when U.S. was saying they're going to go to Iraq, they said, open the prison doors. He said, what you mean? He said, man, listen, we need everybody we can get. So even information, education, I said the other day, like even you did do a contradiction in Nazis in Germany, with, like in the division of Dachau, Auschwitz, in the Jewish community, it's considered child abuse not to know about the Holocaust, not to have a discussion. It's considered child abuse. With our group of black people, if you tell them about the assassination of the Chairman Fred, the 5th of the mile clock, and attacks on us, the Tuskegee experiments, that's considered child abuse. To know about it, like, man, you telling that child, so how we view it. You know what I'm saying? Even like the gun, and it's limited because, again, this the other schools are backed up with the schools, how they view information, how flippant. You know, it's like code words. Or something like, you know, we talk about in Chicago, you know what I'm saying, the Cinco de Mayo with the Mexicano community, with the flags. I had a little brother tell me, he said, man, Chairman, well, we have our flag. I said, man, you don't got the Cubs flag. Got the Garvey flag, man. He said, man, we ran around the flag, man. Police going to be kicking our ass. This is the mouth of babes. 13-year-olds, and it hurt. But the deal is we have to acknowledge that and be upfront about that. But right on, so I didn't mean to cut you off. So go ahead and just point, bring some other points up, too.
Yeah, sure.
I had some interesting dialogue. Oh, yes. With the brother's name, the main character, Snowfall, I just had some interesting dialogue with him. In fact, when I approached him, he had told me, he said, Chairman, he said, Daniel told me a lot about you, Chairman. You know, this Daniel Kaluuya, I just seen him. So as ironic, we have this discussion now. But go ahead, continue, please, sister.
Yes, yes, sir. You know, everybody is talking about this Will Smith thing and, you know, trying to take his accolades and from him and just basically diminish his legacy like they really try to do to every black man. And it's just sad to see a lot of, instead of, you know, our people supporting each other. I mean, it's going to happen. There's times when we all have days, you know, that sometimes we just, sometimes you just get overwhelmed and emotions get flowing. And I feel like, you know, Chris Rock himself forgives Will, you know, it says they were even partying together after this whole situation happened. Not saying that it's right what happened, but I'm also not saying that it's wrong because we have to understand that we're all human. But to see a lot of our black community just slandering him and playing right into the ploy of what they want us to do and go against each other. And, you know, it's just crazy. It's crazy that it's being that way. And now they're saying they're going to recommend him and all of that. I just feel like people have to look at it, the bigger picture of it. You know, they just want to show that they can take something from him. You know, it's funny because back in 2016, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith, they boycotted the Oscars. And a joke was said about them by actual Chris Rock, the same one who said the joke at this year's Oscars. And for them to come from boycotting the Oscars and not even being there to this time, they were at the Oscars and they put them front row seats. You know, I analyzed everything full surface. So to me, I just felt like that was a part of some type of strategic plan that they had to try and, you know, get a reaction from them. From them, like I said, boycotting the Oscars to now them being actually front row seat at the Oscars for the same person who triggered them and was talking about them, who was supposed to be their friend in 2016, to have that person say a joke about them again, that's triggering. That's something that triggered him because he said something about him before and his wife and put a distaste in his mouth, and he never addressed it. So now we have it now, you know, this situation happened, and as black men, you know, they were able to get over that situation. But what's happening is the white man wants us to keep talking about it. They want us to not look at what's going on in the world, because now this is a distraction. This is being used as a distraction for whatever that's going on right now that people are overlooking, because this is what's happening. But I want to say, if we take away Will Smith's accolades, then they should take away Harry Winston's accolades. They should take away his Oscars for what he did, because this has nothing to do with the hard work that he put in as an actor and what he did to get this. Yes, Harry Weinstein. They should take away all of his. I mean, look at what he did. Look at all the things that he did. I mean, why should, if you're going to take away this man's accolades for something that didn't have anything to do with why he won this Oscar, you should then take away everybody else's who's done. What about Alec Baldwin? He had an Oscar as well. He also killed someone. You know, whether it was an accident or not, I mean, if you're going to make it seem like Will Smith actually literally killed somebody, and you guys are going to stop the whole world for this, then we should start recommending everybody. But they only do it to our people, and they're doing this to, once again, further, like I said, try to destroy his legacy. Like Michael Jackson said a long time ago, you know, our black men only end up one way. You know, either they end up on drugs, broke, dead, or everything taken and stripped away from them that they worked hard for. Why is that? You know, so we have to start, you know, really thinking about what's going on out here. And, you know, I know it's deeper than just the celebrities. You have to think about it as, you know, think about it for what is going on the home front for us that aren't celebrities, for people like me who, you know, my kids are in school, and I'm seeing that every time, you know, I come in contact with an African-American, just like me, a black person, just like myself, parents, we're all discussing the same thing, how the schools are trying to put all of our kids in these programs and to tell us, trying to tell us that our kids are slow at learning, you know, but our kids are doing just fine at home. My kids are just fine at home. They're very intelligent. Everybody always compliments me on my children. But in the school, they're trying to tell me that my kids need to go to a program and see a specialist and have one-on-one learning. So, you know, it's not just me. It's a lot of other black people as well. So that's also something that they're doing, you know, to our kids. They're starting at a young age now. They're trying to have our kids put into classes, separate them from everybody else to make them feel like they did something wrong, to make them feel like they're not smart, to make them feel like they're in jail. You know, institutionalize them already at this young age and separate them and make them question why they look this way or why they look that way and already make them think that the white kids are better than them. You know, so I talk to my kids about it. They're 5 and 6 years old, and I'm already talking to them about what's going on. They're already well versed on what's going on, and I'm going to bat for my kids in school already because there's no reason why you should tell me that my 5-year-old daughter who has a YouTube channel with her granddad on cooking and knows instructions, knows how to clean her room, knows how to do all types of things. She can tell you can sit down and have a very intellectual conversation with her. She's speaking properly. She says huge words, words that will blow your mind. But then she gets to the school system and try to tell me the same thing they try to tell me about her brother. They'll tell me that he can read a chapter book, but they're saying, oh, he doesn't know how to comprehend the book. But we know he can read very well, but he doesn't know how to comprehend it, so we want to put him into this class because after he reads it, he doesn't know what he read. Like anything to try to put our kids into, you know, separate them and make them feel like they're not as good as the other kids. And, you know, I'm just fed up with a lot of stuff that's going on in this world right now, just how subliminally they're doing things and how we're focused on all of the wrong things and not focused on the right things to get us out of the system, to help us to be able to have some type of freedom. You know, I just want everybody to open their eyes. So free them all.
Free them all. Great call. Great information.
Free them all.
You touched on a number of points, you know what I'm saying, and I just wanted to touch the latter. Y'all feel free to. I'm curious to get people's insight and take, you know what I'm saying, in regards to the other situation at the Oscars, Will Smith, Chris Rock contradiction, but also to add on in regards to the school system, you know, the impact, how they targeting, you know, the classification, your children in general. It's the intelligence. I'm hearing about, you know, cats being on, you know, on a the special class, as they call the MH, mentally, I forget the term what it was for. And these cats are intelligent, you know, Sam. This one brother in particular, you know, man, he ended up dropping out. He was a organizational genius. I remember when I first read the book Sun Tzu, Art of War by Sun Tzu. I learned this on the streets from this guy. I grew up with. So to be definitely, you know, and this opens the door for all type of, you know, forced medicating with the Ritalin and other downers, you know, saying this system, you know, the turn our children to doping, the long term effects that have on them. So points about that. I want to jump in too. And any other callers want to tell this? I know we come getting that wind down on time. Yeah, you know, the assessment in regards to, you know, the Will Smith, Chris Rock, the contradiction at the Oscars. Definitely want to touch on that also, but. Not at the expense of negating or devaluing that phenomenal event, a phenomenal position taken by and ATR. I'm just saying that took that sound, man. Daniel Kaluuya's long live Chairman Fred, man. And I've been saying, where he was at, how he done it, you know what I'm saying? But, man, take that and repost that over and over again. Your thoughts? Now we're talking about also the Will Smith, Chris Rock. I'm definitely going to touch in, you know what I'm saying, our thoughts on it, the party line. The party line in regards to this, and, you know, what it opens the door for, it opens the door for a number of discussions. Any more callers in queue?
Free them all, Brother Tim. Brother Daniel on the line. Free them all. It ain't Daniel.
Free them all. Welcome. Welcome. You have to have a name that's buzzing right now. You know what I'm saying? We call in. We glad you called in, brother. We said this thing, yeah. But I knew it wasn't David Kaluuya, but that's simply way to show. Daphne introduced her to call in. Welcome, all the same. I'm sure she heard you call in. I hope you didn't get no band welcome. So what welcome. right. Welcome to Free Mall Radio.
Thank you, Chairman. First, I want to say it's great to see you. I'm glad you touched down safe. Secondly, this young lady prior to me, I'm not going to lie, she had kind of touched me in a little place initially. I was going to bring up something else, but, just to briefly touch on what she had said about the children, because, I'm a certain type of dude, and the children is really, really who I'm advocating for. Like, because the childhood is stripped away from them now. Like, I came up with this term. We live in PC post-COVID. We went from AD to B or BC to AD. Now we in PC, So we in a PC world right now. And, the kids, childhood, it may never be the same for them, as it was for myself in the 90s. And, they ain't going outside. They being forced to wear masks and all that. But, at the same time, the education mandate is still the same because it's still owned by the same people. The Rockefellers and Rothschilds and Morgans and all these other elite families, they bought in on it. They got their agenda that they want to push, and it's less about creating industrial workers and more about, again, sorting us by our intelligence. They trying to make the Hunger Games. They trying to make the Purge for real. You know what I'm saying? They trying to make, like, if you remember the Hunger Games, they had I'm thinking about Harry Potter. In the beginning of Harry Potter, they got the little hat. It's called a sorting hat. It tell you what house you finna go to. And it's the same thing, because I could remember when I was a child, my mama was a real strict disciplinarian. She was all about that education. So when she got the opportunity, for me doing well in school, which I had a natural knack at because I'm just a quick learner, she was like, oh, yeah, you got to go into the gym program. You got to go into the whatever else program, But now I'm dealing with children outside my age group. And, turned out, to keep it short, eventually these types of programs lead children into already streamlined paths. Like, if you do well on tests, and this is why they introduce standardized testing, because if you do well on these tests, they sort you into a different category. You go to college, you have a certain amount of options available to you. If you do poorly on the test, then, you're reprimanded to, you're not going to college, you're going to be a worker, you're going to, there's no growth, it's predestined, But at the end of the day, it's, again, that school-to-prison pipeline is really being built through, the standardized testing model and these different programs that, rank kids based on the initial intelligence, when that's not what school or learning is even about. School and learning is about, understanding the information, processing the information so that you can later apply it in real life. You know what I'm saying? And looking back now, because I'm a felon, it's so funny that I was into all of these programs and still ended up, having some legal issues that now sort me into another category. So it buzzed me out when I heard what she said, because I feel, as a parent trying to look out for children, and, they still still doing the same stuff, so it ain't never changed. But at the same time, you know, I would suggest to any parent, you know, home is where it all starts. So if you prep your kids, you know, like, they know what they're getting into. You know, they know that this education system ain't defining them for real. They know that their only objective going there is to, you know, make solid friendships, make, you know, like, all these cool relationships, but also to understand the basic information being taught. That way they can have that to apply to their own lives. You know, it's child geniuses that I see, like it's like a six-year-old kid that go to Harvard or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it ain't no limit to a child intelligence. At any age, you know, it's like three-year-olds doing calculus.
Right on, let me jump in, right on for the call. Good seeing you, ladies and brothers. I mean, right on the Burke Park, when we came through there, man, right on, brother. Free them all. Yes, indeed. Let me jump in the tag team real quick. Free them all. Shout out to, I see, man, legendary comrades, everybody touching in. Melissa Crowley, right on. Quavin, the field marshal, Tanique, right on. See y'all, Jada. Guy Harris, Ray Van Virgil, front man, my hey, brother, grandmaster in the building. Powerful piece, you guys, stuff you touched on the history of Oakland, California, including the minister UEP Newton on YouTube. Y'all check that piece out, our brother. I just seen that powerful interview. Daniel, the Daniel, we say we call in, and we touched on a number of different things. I know we on the countdown for the show closes out, but I wanted to. Also, this kind of touches on, I'm trying to combine these, the subject matter, in regards to the schooling, in regards to the discussion, in regards to that of the Will Smith and Chris Rock contradiction, because the deal is everything is political. And the dynamics, inclusive with this, about the starting home, I know some people say, well, you don't understand. Well, no, I had a discussion one time, and there was an attempt, and it to negate different race and class contradiction and conditions, like, you know, Brother Daniel, the caller, you talked about, I mean, how you, the education that you receive, but also, we also they don't want to be marked, you know what I'm saying, hit with these felonies. The deal of acknowledging conditions and outside situations, how it impacts our life, you know what I'm saying, and something like, you know, race and class and conditions as opposed to, you know, many, like, and the rule that many people can, as I mentioned earlier, we can, even inside the home, I give an analogy, people can be inside a bubble, and there's certain things, you know what I'm saying, like certain organizations ascribe to just that of theory, we read books. I was on a panel with a person who read so much about the Black Panther Party, but there was so much missing. There was so much, because there are certain stories that people cannot tell about the Black Panther Party Cubs. You know what I'm saying? Daniel, you seen me in Le Mire Park recently. Now, for someone, you've seen some contradictions I had to deal with. And my time, I take a lot of my comrades out of town because they be like, damn, Chairman, you got to deal with different chapters all over the world. We just thought this was in Chicago. You've seen some, that cannot be put in book, in words. What I had to deal with there. You with me, brother? Then you still the call us in?
Yes, sir.
Are you following me, what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I remember well.
Okay, right. So that's theory and practice. Theory and practice. There are certain, like a lot of people can, they on YouTube, they can get like certain information. There are certain life experiences that impact individuals. That, you know what I'm saying? Their culture. I mean, I'm glad Ryan Coogler had pushed this term in regards to my stepmother, Comrade Akua, being the cultural experts on this movie. Mm-hmm. They would say, well, if they were pushing, I said, why are you bringing these other people? Well, they're intellectual. That has its limitations. That dynamic of seeing, I had to deal with some struggles, I mean, just now recently, it's so that that cannot be told in words. Denzel Washington talked about, he gave an analogy about Martin Scorsese and Steven Spielberg, how the different cultural differences. And when you talk about different, like even terms or how you like experiences. Now I'm gonna tie this in with this. I know I'm kind of short on time, but this dynamic about the, you know, like, it's not how we cannot assess contradiction. It's so simplistic. Like, it's not this blanket. When people talk about education, when there's a discussion about the gun, drugs, crime, relationships, it's, you know, saying masculinity, femininity. It's a different. It's a to put in that, like, when we talk about it's in the home, that dynamic of the politics of putting in context of who we are, like the term conscious has been watered down to the person as a conscious. To be conscious of respectful situations and say, how do I fit in this, and put in context of this time. I tell people, if a person, okay, a person takes, who has to take the deen, who's is a Muslim, when they talk about a dowry for their wife, for their relationship, they also say, wait a minute, they have to be protected. Who are we talking about? What are we talking about? Different dynamics of it, you know. And there's, like, the people, in many cases, the black community in particular are forced to regurgitate ruling class rhetoric. We're forced to take the chitlins and say, okay, we're going to make these master shoes fit our feet. We're going to make the, you know, so we're going to take this assessment and say, how do we deal with relationships and try to apply it to our situation? And anytime that black people in particular acknowledge contradiction, they're some sort of, oh, you're being divisive, which is racist. Other communities have the luxury to say, no, this is something, I think they can say, this is something that reflects my culture. This is how women relate to men, and vice versa. It's a dynamic. And then even deeper than that, not just the race question. You talk about, and this also goes back to the, I'm going to tie this in with the children, the impact, like education. You look at historical figures, Malcolm X, and this go. Even the spectrum, Ronald Reagan. They talk about different times in their life when certain things were told and how it impacted them. It could have been a make or break process. You look at, and you say, wait a minute, how was it in the juvenile detention, the period, the times, you know, how the school set at these particular periods in my life? How was it that adults now say, I love the Black Panther Party because I remember the free breakfast program? How did this genius, Minister UEP Newton, the timing of the day, the time of a person's life, to impact them? And we have to acknowledge that, as opposed to a reactionary assessment to say, well, we all the same, to come in and say, wait a minute, we're not a product, you know what I'm saying, of past experiences. And so, well, let me put this in context, how I relate to this, how, you know, so how this affects other people, so on and so forth. And it's not a blanket absolute. Someone was quoted on the show earlier, on some TV show earlier I've seen, and they were talking, they were giving, like, why do people say it shouldn't even happen there? And you said, what happened where? You know, the guy was telling me, he said, you know, there. I said, where? I was trying to get him to say it. It's a code word for a white folks venue, the Oscars. I said, okay, let's have a discussion. Why you say it shouldn't happen there? Let's be upfront about this here. The deal is, that's political. Politics is like real estate, time and location. So it's not a blanket assessment, don't do this. It's who, what, when, and where. In our community, like people say, people should learn certain things. You should have certain discussions. There's an acknowledgement of season and time. People can relate to certain things. And people say, well, I'm just saying it shouldn't happen there. Let's be upfront. There is a political understanding where people say how to talk around white people, how to act around white people, you know what I'm saying? And especially white values. It's ingrained in the brain, mm-hmm. and the DNA, generations to come. And sometimes you might can hold it for a generation. It's there, it's embedded. You know what I'm saying? It's embedded from the breaking process. It's embedded from the fraternities and sororities. It's embedded when people say, Chairman, somebody can't relate to what you're saying, or words and terms, but they can relate to any other entity. It's embedded. Mm-hmm. We ain't coming to any other institution that's a respect for the ruling class. It's not because of some shortcoming of the Vanguard Party. There was a situation we exposed this individual. Well, she came December 4th and August 30th are two major dates of the Black Panther Party Cubs. Everyone knows, those who need to know, they know this. There was a situation, mm-hmm. where an individual was at this December 4th, International Revolutionary Day, a day in which prisoners stop what they're doing, fist up in the air. It's in the prison manuals. The guards, they have extra guards on duty. This is a known date. So an individual who was sitting there, was triggered to one of the events, raised up, committed sacrilege to the struggle. And this same individual, we've seen in the mayor's office, we've seen the other petty bourgeoisie and bourgeoisie events act right. You say, oh, he's capable of acting right. So let's preface with that. Let's have an upfront discussion. Let's be frank. Let's speak like Chairman Frank. Let's be upfront about the contradictions. Why is it? You know what I'm saying? How do we assess it? We all take a, wait a minute, you talking about. So once we distinguish, this is not a post-racial society. This is not all across the even board. We talk about drug laws. We talk about how you should defend yourself, how you should act. Let's be upfront. You know, people say, what do you mean speaking correctly? No, let's be upfront. We know what we mean. Let's be upfront. Why is this discussion happening? Why are the different positions being taken? Let's see the time. We see the time exposed heightened contradictions. Like we talk about Somalia and Yugoslavia. We had two countries that, you know, that were going the war torn, and you've seen the contrast on how the fund, and when Bill Clinton himself said, we got to help Yugoslavia. We got to send the funds over there because these are Europeans. So we heightened the contradictions. Now, let's see the time we have a case, we have a contradiction. For all practical purposes, let us be upfront about this and that, both respective individuals are, for lack of better terms, palatable. Let's be upfront about this here. So see, if it was some other, sometimes you say, oh man, yeah, you know, dude, maybe buck wild. These are two accepted. Let's be upfront now. There's no slight on them. Let's have some honest, objective discussion now. So you say, okay, now how do you, many times your viewpoint of individuals, whether you want to admit it or not, who you like, is impacted by your how you view skin tone, how you view resources, how you view who's accepted. So now we have two acceptable individuals. Now let's acknowledge there are certain codes in culture. There are certain things, like, you know, that people talk about, and you can say what is right or wrong. I don't know how much time I get, but I want to seize the time where the force people say, when people try to force feed you nonsense to say that you can take a blanket assessment, you can take this fish food that we feed the goldfish in the aquariums and go back and take it to you, trying to tell them, no, man, I got a dog, man. And you feel bad because you are taught to feel guilty that you have a different dynamic. That you're saying that you have to, there's a difference between an elephant in the zoo and an elephant in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, and the deal is, it's not, don't flatter yourself, it's not on a particular position that particular elephant is taking. You have to, let's talk about the zoos, the capture, the poachers, who, the tusks, the ivory trade. So let's talk about the entertainment industry. Who's raised up? What you have to do to be raised up? Who has to be neutered? Who's allowed to be a citizen? Let's have this discussion. Put in context. And it's understood. But you be fighting, people fighting like the political dynamics of it. It's political. So to say, why would you say not there? Why you're saying, what's the dynamic? I'm glad that sister calling in. And there are certain things you're taking the context about. Yes, the boycott, the deposition, the Smith's boycott, the boycott and Oscars. I'm going to say this. Even with the Dave Chappelle Block Party, when I went in, I studied it. I did a back. I said, okay, this is my move. I took into account the class, what other forces were there. Go watch me when I came on stage. It's an old clip of me actually saying I would not have done it with Chris Rock. It's not a personal position. It's acknowledging certain dynamics. There are certain people who are detached from the black community. You can take it how you want to take it. Boil it, bake it, or fry it. This meal is what it is. We call it not the cooks. We talk about the ones who went and hunted the deer. And the dynamics of, you know, certain people intentionally, there's a certain culture of how you talk to a person, are you referencing them? One of the struggles we had on the movie set, Judas and the Black Messiah. How you talk, their lady, their man, all this is political. I recall vividly on the set of Judas and the Black Messiah, I was struggling. I said, no, this cat cannot slap this individual. I remember that. And people was like, what's the big deal? I said, no, this is a certain politic in the community. I remember as a child growing up, there was a young cat with us in a situation. He came around us. We found, oh, this dude, be bogus. He lying. That's a whole other long story. And someone had slapped him. And the deal was they wanted to talk to us about who slapped him. Not that it was a discipline. If he was outside the black, people say, well, what is right or wrong? There are certain codes in the colonized communities that keep us surviving, that people have to relate to. How it's dealt with. How it's dealt with, you know what I'm saying? And then you can't switch horses in the middle of the race now. Now the horses are looking, so okay, now you at the Kentucky Derby. Now I see you where you walk now, you get certain flowers around them. But you come back, it's a different culture back in the stables. We don't get shined up. There's a different horse out here, man. You know, so you know, look at our horseshoes, man. Look at all the flies around the shit around us. This ain't the Kentucky Derby. Now it's different rules of the road and it's different rules of engagement. You know, they exist back in the stable. The TV cameras ain't on us. So it's difficult because you say, now you're in a conundrum now. You say, okay, wait a minute now. This where you at? If you go with certain rules of engagement, what's said? How do we deal with contradictions? You know what I'm saying? Because people say, well, you need to be able to adapt it. But the deal is, if you got to go back to those stables, when those elephants go out there and they'll get the peanut, when the little girl throws the peanuts over the elephant, do the tricks of the horn and roll around on the ball, and you got to go back amongst other elephants and say, hey, man, dude, hold on, man, don't come back here. I know what you do out there, and we have certain rules. We ain't hopping up on no balls, man, you know what I'm saying? And we pay the price for that. And so these contradictions, just when you see these, so then it's here. This is for a bigger discussion. Did you heighten the contradictions? One thing we got to say, we acknowledge the difference, the contradictions. We're not all the same. There are contradictions within our families, within our relationships. You can quote me on this here. Most of what people refer to as family issues and brawls and class contradictions, race contradictions. And then it's the chairman for heighten the contradictions. Say, okay, now we clear. And my man on his Facebook, I like his quote he said the other day on his Facebook. If you stay in your lane, there's less traffic. If you stay in your lane, there's less traffic. When other organizations come to try to talk to us, hold on, man, that's how y'all get out. I respect. And that operates for your ecosystem. That does not suffice for this ecosystem. In a certain way, and see, I know with certain guards and big money, different big money other prisons, certain these guards, they would come in. And now you, they want nothing out there in the different small towns. But now they got these badges. They go home and they having divorces now. Hold on, you don't call no shots here. But they going up and they over control of thousands of men. Leaders, go get us. And they not able to assess it. Wait a minute, I'm not in control. Really, this is a machine. You know, it's hard to. I'm playing a pivotal role, but I'm not really in the. And you can't sum it up. So you have reactionary situations. When you put in certain places, you know what I'm saying? You the background of Hollywood, the script writers, all this stuff, you know what I'm saying? And people think, I thought this person's real. There's so many different dynamics. It's not that simplistic. What's offensive to certain cultures may not be offensive to other cultures. What's offensive to certain sides of town? You better take it to account. The Game of Thrones, they talk about it. They say, man, hold on, man. You talking about the Northerners? Or you know, the Southerners, then when you have this clash, when you throw it in for these, you know what I'm saying, the different dynamics, and then with other, like we talk, like when we say certain, the countries in Hollywood say, hold on, we need some black writers, and we need black politicians, and people, be careful, now you know what I'm saying, which black people, you know what I'm saying, they say, okay, I got you, be careful what you ask for, you want that, then it's about who can connect, or who, who can relate to the peanuts, you know what I'm saying, falling in their snouts. It's an elephant saying, whoa, hold on, man. I fall for my tusk. You know what I'm saying? It's a certain thing. It's a different dynamic. It's a culture with an eco. So we're going to have this discussion on a further discussion. I know we got closed out in a minute. But to put in context, and some of us may be premature about where you, the entity of acknowledging. In some places, it's okay to be here. But like people say, if this happened at the source of BET, why do you say that? They say it would have been no issue. Why? So let's start acknowledging there are contradictions. There are even within the religious community, they'll ask you questions like, okay, man, is it Shia? Is it Sunni? And it's these different kinds of, what church you go to? Are you Baptist? Are you Methodist? AME? Different. When it comes to the community, to the people, black men, black women, there are contradictions. But another country is who, what particular, how is it for, you are forced to fit into a dynamic that may fit you as an individual, but again, that as an individual, that elephant getting those peanuts, you know what I'm saying, in his mouth too, you know what I'm saying, it may suffice for the elephant. But the deal is, when you tell for the elephants in general, elephant, whoa, hold on, man. We can't survive with them. That business always coming through it too and playing with you, the peanuts, man. We got a whole herd.
Yeah.
And then after that, we got watching these vultures trying to cut our tusks up. We under attack. You cool if that's the fight for you without your tusks, but I need my tusks. Because it's internal, because I'm in a situation where other elephants are coming. Is we have a history of, you know what I'm saying, how you pick your mate, you're all this. And then there's a lot of times people just, okay, just cut up for this period. You say, hold on. Just cut up for this period, and it becomes normalized. Don't do it for your own subjective. Just say, man, guys say, man, you look like a black woman, but not with your aura, not with your body language. So okay, just give me a lot of black women. Say, give me a black man, but I don't want the, you know what I'm saying? Don't stand up, do this and that, so on and so forth. But like, got a trouble. I want a pet. But not the one. I don't want to have to clean up. I don't want, I don't want to please. Oh, you want a stuffed animal? You want a stuffed animal? Because there's no telling what conditions happen with this dog. With this dog, has to be a dog. You're saying that you control this to the kennel. And we got to close out. Let's pick up on this by love. You know what I'm saying? Again, y'all. Y'all keep y'all heads up, eyes on the fist, if it's clenched, y'all. Real tick, real talk. Hey. Subscribe, Sam and Fred Jr. on YouTube. So hit that subscribe button. 10 o'clock tomorrow, we're gonna have a Women's History Month, brand new clothes for women. Everything at the Hampton House. 2 o'clock, Madison, California. 4 o'clock at the Hampton House. I might, those times may vary. So check our Facebook page for the flyer. That's tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Brand new clothes for the women that's giving out tomorrow. Also Saturday. At the Hampton House, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock a.m., we're going to start doing some cleanup over there, you know, some renovation over there at the Hampton House, y'all. 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois, 60153, y'all. Again, man, some of us ain't fit to be in the Ringling Brothers Circus, you know what I'm saying? Or we would like to come in, so we walk up in there, Ringling, and say, hold on, man. You don't play with that one, you know what I'm saying? Them cats, there's some different type of cats there, man. Real talk, y'all. Okay, the word when I call these people to come on the show. The word with them, right on. Hey, y'all here is about I know overroll the time. Free them all. Tune in next Wednesday. Right on. Real talk. Right on. Free them all. So come and take us out.
Free them all.
Hey. You're resisting your fist against the stone wall. You're not using your brain. That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being black?
Number love for you.
I know how hard it is.
No doubt.
Being a woman, a black woman
no
at that. In this white man's world, sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our streets. We don't be knowing the pain we've caused.
This white man's world.
This white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all.
In this white man's world.
It's all. Yeah. Of all those times that I messed up, but we messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, our mission. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews picture. They say don't let this cruel world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Rip the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Beating love letters, late night, locked down and quiet. If brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls of silence. This cage when it's captured on my ways and violence. In time I learned a few lessons. Never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters. Far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation. Reparations to do. It's true. Caught up in this world I took advantage of you. Tell the babies how I love them. Precious boys and girls born black in this white man's world.
And all I heard was
born
me mama, why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay them back when I'm bigger. And still ducking in this jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stop. Proud to be black, but while we act like we don't love ourselves. So look around, but some check your sense. Know what it means to be black, whether a man or girl. Still struggling, and it's white man's world.
White man's world.
We must fight for brotherhood. We must fight for brotherhood.
All black, and it's white man's world.
We must fight for brother Geronimo Pratt. We must fight.
White man's world.
For broken laws.
Direction, and I'm an eye. My time away just made perfection. Cause I think I die, not going wild. Why should I care? Like we holding on the lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my cheese wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shells. Just in case they trip in heaven, ain't no cheese in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I'll change if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to Latasha, Lil Yummy and Kato. Too much for this cold world to take, ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black, stay with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never meant to cause drama to my sister and mama, but when we make it, it's a better time. And it's white right man's world.
You're out of touch with reality. A few of you in a few smoke-filled rooms calling that the mainstream, while the masses of the people, white and black, red, yellow, tan, and brown, poor and vulnerable, are suffering in this nation.
Ding all the real OGs, we out.
The seal and the Constitution reflect the thinking of the founding fathers that this was to be a nation by white people and for white people. Native Americans, blacks, and all other non-white people were to be the burden bearers for the real citizens of this nation.